B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
3 o'clock hour. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot. Ceremonial. Yep. Here we go. The Doug P. Visor. Paying tribute to the organizations that really are doing right by their fans. That organization last night in Red Pinstripes did not. So there you go. Just to stick it in their nose a little bit. Here's your Philadelphia Eagle visor. You know, here's the thing about Kapler. Like, he'll probably react. Like, here's the classic Kapler. We're gonna talk about it. We're gonna have a talk with him. He might even go, like, have his infield guy do extra drills on cover bases and stuff like that. And you know what that makes professional players do? It makes professional players roll their eyes. Because now it's forced. And now you've shown this, you're kowtowing to other people who want you to do stuff, and they don't respect that. The only thing they respect is you bring down the hammer. And you take away playing time from them. And you take away playing time from them, so it isolates them. And it really makes them feel bad about what they did. That kind of stuff lingers. And that makes you it tells your team, you know, I've had enough of this bull crap. I am in charge. Next guy who doesn't run out a ball is benched right on the spot. And he had a chance to do that last night with Franco, and he chose not to. And when the Dodgers are digging in, swinging long ball all night long, I grab my pitcher and I go, deck them. Normally, they should know that. But now I'm fed up as a manager. And I go, I got to take control of the situation. And he does not do that. Let's go to John. All right. 3 o'clock sponsor. All right. Tyrone, you're killing me today.
I'm sorry.
No, it's me because I'm like on this. I'm on this thing and you're like slowing me down here.
I don't mean to.
No, I know that. It's my fault because I'm like out of my mind here. And I'm forgetting protocol. And protocol is that 3 o'clock hour is brought to us by Quirpley's Bakery and Deli, world famous tomato pie and hoagie party trays, every bit as good. All right, let's go to John and Jamison. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John,
how you doing, Mike?
What's up, John?
You got an Eagles hat on, and I got an Eagles shirt on. I was going to put a Philly shirt on this morning, but after that mess last night, I couldn't stand it.
Yeah, there's no way.
I mean, the sixth inning, I turned it off after the sixth inning. It was 7-1.
Mm-hmm.
There were so many mistakes. When I saw the pitcher standing there with a baseball turning in circles, didn't know where to throw it, I figured this something got to really be wrong. I know I said yesterday that this guy McPhail and Klentak, they don't know pitching. They just don't know it. The Yankees and what's that guy, Theo Epstein from Chicago, those guys know how to buy pitchers, how to bring, not pitchers, not tons of them, one good guy to bring in to go with Nola and bring these other guys up and teach them the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Because when a pitcher gives up that many runs and doesn't know what he's doing, the players lose heart. In the beginning of the season, these guys in April and May, they were all hot. When the pitchers were good, they just were all pepped up.
Mm-hmm.
They could hit the ball. They could run. You got a guy like, what's it, Quinn? The kid, Roman Quinn?
Yeah.
I like him. I like him.
What do you like about him?
He should be like Matty Alou.
He can't play. All right? Don't waste your like on Roman Quinns of the world.
Yeah, but the thing is this. If you're going to use a guy like him, when Matty Alou got the ball, he bunted the
Matty
ball.
Alou.
Fly down to first base.
Come on, Matty Alou. Go back to the 60s.
Matty Alou.
Different ballgame. Don't waste your thoughts on Roman Quinn. Can't play. Cannot play. All right?
He was their best pitcher.
Yeah.
Or maybe convert him.
The best pitcher.
They convert him.
Hey, here's the thing about baseball. It's really simple. The only thing is a manager. You could do the perfunctory thing. I could freaking manage a Major League Baseball game. I could stack a lineup. I could make a double switch. I could do all that stuff. But what you have to create a clubhouse is a mindset. And the only thing a player can do, can fully control, is his thoughts. You can't control anything else. But you can't control bad hop. You can't control better pitcher than you. Whatever. You can control your thoughts, though. And in a situation where Rhys Hoskins and Cesar Hernandez couldn't control their thoughts, that tells you all you need to know about what that climate is in a clubhouse. You're standing there and you're watching a game. And the thing that should be talking about, okay, if they do this, I'm doing that. That's the only thing you can control. What else could you possibly be thinking about? So when the guy squares, you got to be ready for that kind of situation. You got to anticipate. All right, if the maybe the guy safety squeezes, the eight hitter, the pitcher's on deck. Maybe they try to safety squeeze. What do I do if they safety squeeze? El Cesar. That wasn't done last night. So that's the mindset. They're not controlling their own thoughts. They're thinking of something else. And when you're not thinking about the game, you're not plugged into baseball. If you're not plugged into baseball, there's something wrong with that clubhouse that makes you not be plugged into baseball when you show up at 2 o'clock and put the gear on. Andrew in East Hampton, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Andrew.
Yeah, Mike, how you doing today?
What's up,
Mike?
Andrew?
I think they need to get some young talent up here. Like Arrieta, I think they need to get rid of him. Franco, I think that's causing a big deal in the locker room.
What's causing a big deal?
I think they're just troublemakers in the locker room.
Yeah, I think it's beyond a troublemaker, but I hear you on both of those guys. Unfortunately, it's not easy to get rid of players that nobody wants. So you just can't say, I want to get rid of this guy. You got to try to come up with some kind of a trade. Nobody's going to take Jake Arrieta now. He's got bone chips and he makes $30 million a year. Who's going to take Mikel Franco now? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I hear what you're going. If somebody would take Franco and Hernandez in some kind of a deal for a relief pitcher, I would make that deal right now.
Yeah, they need to do something. You know, they got all this talent down in the minors.
They don't have a lot of talent in the minors. That's the problem. What talent do they have in the minors? They don't have any talent down there. Come on, Andrew. Let's spar a little bit. There's no talent in minor leagues. They got one prospect that's capable of being their starting third baseman next year. They got two guys in Double A that you got to take a leap of faith can handle big league hitters. Other than that, they don't have any talent. There's not one guy in Triple A they can call up, fill a position. Not one. In Double A, you got prospect Mickey Moniak. Still can't hit the past 260. He's going to be in the big leagues. Cornelius Randolph, another first-round pick. He starts struggling in 240s. Adam Haseley, what do you see in Adam Haseley? He's a flip hitter. He's a little cheesy contact and flip it down the left field line or hit ground balls up the middle. He doesn't drive the baseball.
Yeah, a nice little bloop double.
Yeah, he was fooled on the pitch, and he flipped it out there. He got his bat on the ball.
Nice piece of hitting.
It was a nice piece of hitting. He got fooled, and he threw the bat out.
Well, listen, that guy.
He's not a prospect. He's another fourth outfielder. He's a Nick Williams. Enough. Let's go to Keith in Conshohocken. Keith, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Keith.
Paisan.
What's up, Keith? How you doing?
Bum, like my dad would say. Capper, bum. Pat Corrales was in first place when they fired that guy.
Yeah, I know.
Get rid of this guy. He's a bum. He has no emotion. The team just don't. I don't know.
You don't have to have emotion to be a good baseball manager.
No,
Charlie Manuel didn't have emotion, did he?
No, but Charlie Manuel was a baseball guy. He knew players. He knew how to get the best out of them.
He did.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And he just let them play.
Exactly. This guy, I agree with you now for the first time.
I know, Mike.
After watching that game last night, the climate is not good, and the manager's in charge of the climate.
Mike, my dad is spinning in his grave. God bless him. I love him. He would be freaking out right now. And, you know, I'm kind of like him now because I took over from his spot. Mm-hmm. But this guy shows me nothing. I mean, nothing. Guys don't run stuff. Guys don't even run stuff out, and he just does nothing. And you're right. He should put a pitch in their ribs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you. I'm just beside myself with the two plays. I just can't get out of my brain. Because I've been over these situations so many times in my life playing on teams. I have never, ever seen a team so easily run the Babe Ruth double steal on a major league team. I'm beside. I watched the play and I couldn't believe it. I was literally stunned out of my chair. I go, they didn't just run the Babe Ruth play on them, did they? And it's like, it's like comedy of errors, like a safety squeeze and nobody covers. It's like the Bad News Bears. It was just flat out embarrassing. Dave in Center City, here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
You guys have the best job in the world working in that air-conditioned studio. It's 100 degrees in the shade out here today.
What are you doing outside? You don't work outside, do you?
No, I'm helping a buddy of mine. For you electricians out there, I'm strapping up some EMT conduit. So, yeah, what? I'm getting ready to call it quits. Again, Club Tyrone and Mikey missed to the rescue. I already had that $8,000 spent. I was going to win on Serena, especially after I saw Serena had beaten Halep 9 out of 10 times. Yet, on my sound off, you told me to middle it, and that's what I did. Bingo.
Love that for you.
Bravo to the A-team. Hey, baseball.
Yeah.
You got to love the NL wild card picture. With the exception of the Marlins, every team is still alive for both spots. Kapler has the troops peaking any minute now. We're in good shape for a wild card spot.
Listen,
Mike,
I got to say, you're in a pretty good spot because you've been harping on Kapler, and I haven't taken heed. But last night I saw something that it was revealing.
Mike, you want to hear something? Just for blanks and giggles, I bet the Phillies every game this series.
Why would you do something like that?
Listen,
Tyrone had a hunch about it last night. What's your hunch today on Velasquez versus Walker Buehler? Buehler?
I think Meatloaf used to sing 3 out of 4 ain't bad.
You think the Phillies are going to win one game in this series?
I think they could. Do me a favor. You know that guy from Hazleton?
You have such ADD, man. You just move from one to the next. Guy, yeah, what about the guy from Hazleton?
Yeah, I love that guy. Tyrone, do me a favor. If he calls in, give him my phone number or have one of the screeners. I want to treat him to a night out on the town. His money is no good. I love that guy.
You go up to Hazleton? You're going to hang out? I guarantee you're going to sit down and have a drink at a bar with a moose head. All right. There's going to be antlers to your left.
He's going to bring the guy in on a bus trip to Philly and treat him down here. He's not going to go up there.
You go up there. They'll serve the beer in those little glasses. Yeah.
You get
at the American Legion Hall.
Yeah, I like those
American
beers.
Legion Hall wedding. Yeah.
Yes.
Schmitz. Give me a Schmitz.
You know, my hunch was going good when they had the bases loaded twice in the first 3 innings, but then they couldn't get any runs in.
Your hunch was good?
It was going good.
Because Kershaw turned a lot of pitches.
Right, and they were going to run him out of the game.
Yeah, 25 in the first, I think.
Yeah, they had him at 60-some through 3 innings. The next thing you know, he's through 6 because they let him off the hook. These guys, I can't stand this team. I don't like this team. I don't like these players. I don't like it. You know what? And Reese, I'm out on him now, like temporarily. Like, this is bad.
Yeah, well, it's bad. It's bad as it's going to get. It was an all-time low last night, that game. There's so many facets of the game that you can look at and come up with the same conclusion. It's an all-time low. They didn't hit. They didn't pitch. They didn't play fundamentals. They didn't know how many outs there were. It's like a circus of bad.
And Bellinger sits up there. He's just swinging all comfortable. Boom.
He was teed off, that dude.
I mean, and then Harper, I know that they don't play against each other. I get it. But, like, Bryce, all these guys, you're now 63rd in home runs. 63rd.
Uh-huh.
Like, none of this bothers your pride that everybody else can hit a home run but you? Like, start popping it up because you're aiming for home. Do something different, man. Look at all these guys in your ballpark. This was the ballpark you were supposed to be hitting it out of.
Yeah.
Bellinger's real comfortable here.
The bases loaded in the first and third, and they got Bruce both times. He flew at the right in the first, and then he struck out in the third. Well, what are you going to do? And Franco grounded at the third, at the end of that inning, that third inning.
That was actually a decent at bat up until the point where he decided not to run.
8 pitches.
Yeah, you see it, pitches fouling stuff off, good at bat, now run.
Mm-hmm. Trev in Philly, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Trev.
What's going on, Mike?
All right, buddy. Thanks, pal.
Hey, I didn't get a chance to call in yesterday, but I totally agree with you with the Nets. They got to lower prices if they're going to put that in. I mean, when you're behind home plate, it's a different story. But when you're down the first and third baseline, it's a different angle, and it totally takes away. As far as the Phillies, I had a couple questions. What are they going to do for center field and second base? Because, I mean, Scotty King carries, I mean, he's pretty good in the center field, but he doesn't have an arm to really play.
No, he's got to be a second baseman in this league. So they're going to have to move Hernandez. They're going to have to move Franco in deals because Bohm's got to play next year. And Kinger's got to play second base. Now, I don't know what they're going to get for those two guys, but they're going to squeeze something out of them.
All right. My other question was, besides Nola, I really can't remember the last homegrown Phillies pitcher that we've really had that's been anything decent.
Cole Hamels.
Well, yeah, but that was like 10 years ago now at this point.
Yeah, you're right. There haven't been a lot of them.
Well, isn't that a problem?
It's a major problem. But see, a lot of teams will just, there's a lot of teams that don't have homegrown pitching. And they go out and somehow find guys because they identify them. So homegrown hitters I would like to see.
All right, well, hey, thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy, you got it. They don't have any home run. They don't have any everyday players that they're cultivating. Now, Kingery is the best of the lot. And I don't know if he's an all-star. He's an okay player. He'll be a solid second baseman.
I could take solid across the board. How important was McCutcheon? Because obviously he's a professional. He actually conducts himself like a pro. And the offense was churning. The moment he got hurt, this all fell apart.
Let me tell you something. If you are that dependent on one guy to be your glue, then you don't have a team anyway. One guy shouldn't matter that much.
Doesn't it look seem like it? Well, since he got hurt, it's all falling apart.
Because that takes everybody else off the hook by saying, wow, this is McCutcheon's not there. Somebody has to fill the void. If you've got a clubhouse of 25 guys, you should have enough character to overcome something like that. Every team in the major leagues does it. They lose guys. It happens. Drew in Westchester, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Drew.
Hey, Mike, what's up, man?
What's up, Drew?
How are you?
Good.
Hey, I mean, I'm good. Good. It's hot out here, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, about the Phillies, I'll be honest with you. You know, I'm a casual fan. You know, that's probably my fourth favorite sport out of the top four and all. And so last night I was really psyched to watch that game. And I'll tell you, I think by 8:30 I was flipping on WWE. And that's not a good thing when you're trying to bring in, this fan base that...
I stayed with every pitch of that game last night because I wanted to see the car wreck. I really did. I it was mind-boggling to me how things. I was watching the game to see if things could get any worse.
Really, Mike? Mm-hmm.
I watched every pitch of that game last night.
Yeah, I couldn't do it, man. I wanted to, and I tried to stay with him, Mike. Mm-hmm. You know, and like I said,
it was a learning experience for me last night watching every pitch. I was learning a lot about what they don't have last night.
So what do we do now? I mean, me as a casual fan. I mean, what am I rooting for here? Am I rooting for them to do nothing?
You're writing off the rest of the year. Just write it off. Yep. Okay. That's the way you keep your sanity, by writing it off. It's not going to happen this year. It's clear that it's not going to happen. They can't do enough to make it happen. And they probably shouldn't even try. But guess what? Fans should take that accordingly and make other plans.
So just turn it on, try to enjoy maybe an inning or two here or there, and just kind of let it go.
Yep.
All right, Mike. Thanks for the
advice. All right, man. That's what I can tell you. Now, there's a lot of people still going to go to the game because they want to take the kids, and the kids get their little ice cream in their helmet, and they get a little foul ball on the foul lines.
That's a violation.
So, they're taking the kids.
I got a big one now.
What?
I'd rather people, for the rest of this season, go to a pumpkin patch than go to a Phillies game right now.
What? There you go. But people are still going to go to the Phillies game.
Hey, why?
Last night, you should have made a statement. That was an embarrassing, all-time embarrassment. So you should have made a statement. And for those people who stayed there through the ninth inning, I'd love to talk to you on why you would do that. Why would you stay and watch that for nine innings? 610-632-0975. It is the Mike Mussinelli Show. There's one open line. You can grab it right now. Back after this.
The Mike Mussinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, then. Time to get an update on our Twitter poll for today. Brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons with Miss Natalie Agonoff. Natalie?
Thanks, Mike. Over 1,100 votes on this so far. Have the Phillies hit rock bottom? 72% say yes, 28% say no.
I keep hearing Bryce Harper say this is just one of, just one game. Now, that was not one game last night, Bryce. That was an indicator. And you know what's really funny? Justin Turner even felt sorry for the Phillies last night. Justin Turner is the guy I get thrown at. And he's trying to argue for the Phillies. I mean, what? Listen, it's embarrassing enough. He didn't really throw at me. It was just... But on the other hand, he said, in fact, Mr. Umpire, he didn't even hit me. Because don't send me to first base. Please don't send me to first base. I want to stand in here and rake against this arm of pus. Please don't send me to first base. Oh, my God. Let's play. Give me a little harp. Give me a little harp about this being one game.
Yeah, I mean, I think, for us, you can't play like that. We got to go out there and grind. And, we had opportunities early in the game to, get some runs in there against, Kershaw. And we weren't able to do that tonight. But good thing, it only counts as one game. So we just got to move on as quick as possible and get out there and try to even the series.
Yeah, the good thing is it only counts as one game. I love that excuse now. Nope. That doesn't. I don't know how, how do you not show any kind of anger getting beat like that? Like, being on that field, it's humiliating when you're getting beat on by another team. And you're supposed to be a Major League Baseball team. And for you not to be angry about that, it's like, they're answering questions like it's a matter of fact. Like, there's an example where Harper could have said something more acidy,
Yeah.
It's unacceptable. We're embarrassed by it, and we're going to change it. Like something like that. And that is one. The good thing is just one game. And come on, man. Go to John on the cell. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
What's up, John?
I've gotten into you before about that buffoon you just put on the radio, Harper, because that is the biggest ridiculous waste of money in baseball. But anyway, he's proven my point. Anyway, last night I give the organization one word. It was unprofessional last night. When you have players who don't hustle, when you have position players closing out baseball games, when you have the other team pretty much defending you as let's get out of here, just throw the ball so I can hit it to the infielder so we can get out of here. And then I watched this guy's press conference last night. Now that the analytics is not working for him, he has no idea what he's talking about. This guy has no clue. He's not a baseball manager. He has no emotion. He has nothing. He's like a robot sitting there talking to these people in the press room. He has no clue what he's doing.
I can't disagree with you after last night. Now, you don't have to have emotion to be a manager. You just have to have a clubhouse climate where guys are thinking baseball and guys want to play baseball and they want to succeed. He obviously has not created that.
Because he's not a manager. He's not a manager. He's an analytics guy. He just follows the protocol. It's not working, so he doesn't know what to do. This guy has no idea. He should have pulled Franco out of the game last night. He should have sat him down. A real baseball manager. What is it, the second or third time he's done that this year?
Yep.
I want to sat this guy down.
Yeah, I agree with you. Especially when you get waxed, you got to have a little anger. Like, how can I exhibit this anger? Well, first thing I'll do, Mikey, you're out. Sorry, you're out. Miller, you're playing third next inning.
Where's Harper? Where's his voice?
You're right. His voice. Now he's not a waste of time, and it's ridiculous that you think that they spend bad money. But
They spent bad money.
They did not. They did not spend bad money. Money had to go towards a good player. He's a good player. Okay,
he's a good player.
He's not carrying them right now. Okay, you're right. He hasn't played like a great player yet. that remains to be seen whether he's going to play like a great player. But right now, you can't say they spent bad money. They care how much money they spent. They got the best guy who's on the free agent market. That's a good thing they're doing by you as a fan. Now, it hasn't worked out quite to the extent that we thought it would work out. That doesn't mean it's never going to work out. Again, I won't worry about the Bryce Harpers of the world. I worry about the Francos and the Seguras and the Hernandezes and you know, who you're going to play in center field. And you know, and the catcher doesn't play with any sizzle. And not, listen, he's a good player. Don't get me wrong. Nothing rubs off from JT Realmuto. He's just content to be there. Let's go to Randy in Allentown. Randy, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Randy! Oh, Randy's not there. Let's go, Jim in Chester County. Jim, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jim.
Hey, Mike. You do a good job. And before I start, Natalie and Tyrone are great backup quarterbacks. It's a nice show. I'm enjoying watching it.
Thank you.
All right. Let me do three things. Let me start with Kapler. And I'm going to hang up when I'm finished this and just listen to you. Let me think about Kapler. And if you're a kid, you're 12 years old, and your father's standing in your room watching you do your homework. He stands on those steps by the dugout and watches every hitter. It's nothing but pressure. It's just he's not a coach. I'm not going to get all emotional and get crazy. He's a lousy coach.
What do you mean? Now, what do you mean there's nothing but pressure? Like what is he supposed to do, go in the bathroom?
Staring, he should be sitting down there, relaxing. Let these guys relax. Harper has much
what manager
much
have you ever seen sits down and relaxes?
I've seen many managers sit in that clubhouse and watch them unless there's something going on.
There's managers standing up all the time. Standing up, not putting any pressure on. What do you mean pressure?
Mike, he glares at those guys like if they don't get a hit.
Come on, Jim.
All right, let me keep going.
Go ahead.
Let me keep going. If I didn't make my point, so be it. Let's take two other things.
Yes.
My feeling is that if your boss at work and he's staring at you at your desk, you're under stress. That's my point on Kapler. The other two things are Middleton, who's at the top, and he's letting a string of people run this team, and he's putting his money out, and he isn't doing a good job, and he's not watching him close enough.
He's watching him close enough. I've asked for him two straight days now. I tried to get him on the show, and I haven't heard back from
him. He won't come on the show.
He's normally a stand-up guy. Now, right now, maybe he just doesn't want to face the music, but there's no way he's taking this in stride. I can guarantee you that John Middleton is not happy about this.
Well, I can tell you that I've had a business, and I'm not going to make a big deal out of it, but you either play or you get no pay. And I think these guys that are working for him stink.
All right, buddy. You got old school guy.
Yeah, but
putting pressure on the managers watching him. Don't watch. Hey, don't watch me. Turn your head.
What the 40,000 people?
I got a hit. Come on, man. Let's go.
You don't play, you get no pay, Mike. Like he's in the Carpenters Union. Like, what's happening?
I see Reese Hoskins stepping out. Gabe, you want? Can you, get go in the tunnel for my bat? I'm a little red faced. Right, let's go to Sam in Cherry Hill. What's up, Sam?
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Sam, what's going on?
Nothing much. I mean, this season is just really, it's getting to me, man. I mean, Gabe Kapler is, there's been two instances in the past 2 weeks where there's been runners on first and second, zero out, Brad Miller up to the plate, and he's swinging away. And the last time, they got bailed out because the right fielder made an error, but he's striking out looking up there. Put down a bunt, move the runners over. I know it's a small thing, but come on.
They're not a bunting team. The Dodgers bunted last night, and the Dodgers did like everything on the in the balding guidebook. But normally they just sit back and wait for home runs too. The Dodgers, because they had plenty of them.
And last thing, I was at the game last night after Cody Bellinger hit his second home run. Mm-hmm. They showed him on the Fanavision in the dugout. Mm-hmm. He was laughing as if they were out of his mind for throwing him that
catch. You see, when guys are raining balls like that, you got to do something about it out of frustration. Now, they did. They threw at the guy.
Yeah,
they threw at Justin Turner.
Absolutely. But honestly, that guy might have thrown at him because he was tired of getting shelled.
Nah, well, it's frustration. You throw at a guy, and you make it look like you're not throwing at a guy because you throw a breaking ball, but you still hit it. You threw it right at the guy. Crying out loud.
And, And Gabe's fake antics where he gets this fake mad is like, I'm over it.
Well, let me tell you something. He didn't get thrown out of the game last night. I don't know why. In that whole melee where Justin Turner's arguing for the Phillies, and Kapler comes out, hey, you hit him on purpose, yeah, you throw him. I would have came out and took that guy's head off. I said, you son of a bee. I'm getting my ass kicked here, and you have the audacity not even to give us that. I would have been all over that umpire. I would have got physical with that umpire. I would have got suspended. That's how livid I was in that situation. I'm getting my rear end kicked here, and you're going to pile on? You won't even let us hit a guy? And you see what's going on here? You SOB, I hate you. You know?
Yeah, you could.
Seriously. That's the reaction he should have had last night. You won't even let me get away with that? Look at that scoreboard. I'm getting my rear end kicked. What do you expect me to do? Obviously, I got to have my pitcher throw at a guy. I would have been honest with the guy.
He would have respected it. Then you come to an agreement because he's still a young manager. Gabe needs to do that stuff for the future, too. But he didn't.
All right, today's Mike Bisignelli Show is being brought to you by Guida Door and Window. Take advantage of Guida Door and Window's big summer sales event for July. You'll receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit GOGUIDA.com. That's right, we're taken over by Guida. And we're back after this on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Bisignelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
3:46, Mike Bisignelli Show. You ain't been hearing about Fan Fest. And the rumor is, tomorrow, General Knowledge Wednesday, we're already giving you Fan Fest tickets for a correct answer. There will be an online ticket raid on the show tomorrow. That is correct. Fan Fest, Saturday, August 24th, at Xfinity Live, 1 to 5. You got to get a ticket to get in. These tickets are free. But we've got some great things happening, great events. Bikini Beach by Elite Landscaping, special beach feature this year. The hot tub's been added courtesy of Spa Hearth and Home. We'll give you details soon how you can register to win a FanFest soak with some special ladies. Lamborghinis and Ferraris, of course, will be on display. All of our Fanatic hosts will be there hanging out with everybody. Some special guests like Sal Powell and Jaws and Tom Against Mark Zumoff and Eric Carabel with his fantasy football lecture. Golf simulator with the closest to the pin contest. Two mobile escape rooms, Houdini Challenge and Immunity Quest by One Exit Mobile Escape Rooms. Ron Jaworski Golf Putting Green. And one lucky listener wins a football trip for two to the away game, Miami, with Anthony Gargano, including flight, hotel, cruise around Miami, pregame tailgates, and tickets, courtesy of PhillySportsTrips.com. And we're giving away a Wave Runner, courtesy of DHY Motorsports, 4-person, 30-foot rock wall, a dunk tank, 95-foot radical run obstacle course, Spider Mountain, the trip forward to the happiest place on earth, Disney, our FanFest band, the Zings, our FanFest DJ, Mo Green, baseball speed pitch, bouncy boxing with huge boxing gloves, wiffle ball challenge dome, high striker strongman challenge, outdoor air conditioned casino room with slot machines, roulette wheel, and blackjack tables, all courtesy of Hollis True Value. And just added, the Sixers are bringing a half court to play on. The Dunk Squad will be out, the Sixers Dancers, the Sixers Drum Squad, and the Sixers Liberty Bell, which I'll be ringing to open up FanFest this year. Some of our FanFest partners include Family and Company Jewelers, Club Risqué, Armor Metals and Recycling, and the U.S. Army.
FanFest is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, and thanks to our FanFest exclusive automotive partner, Turnersville Dodge, Chrysler Jeep and Ram, online at turnersvillejeep.com, and DHY Motorsports. Make summer funner on a Wave Runner. Shop DHY.com, the area leader for everything power sports.
Alrighty.
Real fast, that last online ticket rate you mentioned, make sure people get on early. The last one only lasted 4 minutes.
Yes. Two chances to win them all, which is a good thing. All right, back to this play where they steal home. The Babe Ruth play, I've been calling it. Here's the way it's supposed to work. This is the way we practiced it, like, at a younger age. there was a left-handed hitter up last night, right? Verdugo was at the plate when this happened. All right, Verdugo's at the plate, which means that if they're going to run a play like that, the shortstop is the cutoff man. So the second baseman will take the throw at the bag. The shortstop's the cutoff man if the guy is going. Well, it seemed to me that they didn't know that the guy was, they didn't anticipate the guy was going. So it looked all last minute with the shortstop, Segura, coming in as the cutoff man. So he did come in as the cutoff man. But the throw on a play like that has to be at the shortstop's right shoulder, because then he's catching it turned towards the plate. If he's coming in at a different angle than the second baseman would. The second baseman got the play right in front of him, so it's a little easier for the second baseman to be the cutoff man. So what happened was, Realmuto threw the ball in the ground. And he took it with on his left side. He had to take a short hop on his left side and spin all the way around to make the throw to the plate. By then, it's too late. But it's funny. We used to have, like, if our catcher couldn't throw, they used to shorten this play. Because if you're overly aggressive on third base and you're darting towards the plate, you commit as soon as you see the catcher throw the baseball. So our coach had a catcher who couldn't throw that well. So he goes, listen, this is how we're going. They run this play on us. You get up like you're throwing a second base, and you fire a strike. The pitcher catches it, and then you get him off stride. I'm thinking of that play last night. Had they done that, they would have got the guy.
Yeah.
They would have got the guy. Who was it that scored? Barnes? Barnes is taking off. He's a catcher, right? He's taking off as soon as he sees Realmuto raise up and throw. He's not even waiting for the ball to go over the pitcher's head. Had they run the Babe Ruth counterplay, which was that you throw it hard and the pitcher snatches it out of the air and then you got the guy dead to rights, they would have had a better chance to execute that play.
It's going to take you a while to get over that play.
I can't believe it. I can't believe they pulled that play off. I can't believe they pulled a safety squeeze and the Babe Ruth seal of home against a major league team.
Now, they're up big. Is that a way for them to rub it in, like without rubbing it in? Like, why did they run those plays?
Well, what was it, their sixth run?
Yeah.
It's the fourth inning. The game is still in question. All right, let's try to squeeze a run out here.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Might as well, they don't appear to be thinking the game tonight. We might as well take advantage of it.
Well, how come the Dodgers, in addition to being able to actually hit home runs, and this team can't, also are better at thinking the game? How's that possible?
Dude, I don't know, man. I saw the play. I couldn't believe it. I'm going, they just did not score on a play like that. And it was so messed up. I mean, Segura takes it at a short hop on a bounce, turn all the way around, and try to fire a strike at home. It's embarrassing. Mike in Essington, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mike.
Yeah, how you doing?
What's up, Mike?
The Phillies, they got to be more aggressive. They just don't have aggressiveness to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If they were more aggressive, I mean, look how L.A. played last night. They're up 9-2, whatever it was, and they're still being aggressive. Whereas the Phillies are like, dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum. And Franco not running that ball out. I mean, what's going on here? You know?
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
Yeah, I mean,
Franco had a great at-bat there, and then he messed it up by not running, and I would have said, you know what? Nice at-bat. You're out next inning. Sorry.
Right. I mean, you got to start sitting.
Mm-hmm. And enough's enough. You got to get control of something. And last night, they exhibited a lack of institutional control.
Well, you know what? It's not old Kapler's fault, but he lays back and is like, nothing rubs him the wrong way. I mean, you got to be a leader to your ball team and get on their ass. You know, look, I've been working in an attic for 2 days straight now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's 160 degrees up there. My fan broke up there, all that stuff. But I'm still trying to get my guys motivated to work up there with me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're young guys. You know, I come from the old school people. But, you know, you got to get aggressive.
Now, how do you get guys to work? You withhold a paycheck. Right? If they don't want to work, you withhold a paycheck. You can't do that in baseball. All you can take away from them is playing time.
You can't even do that. You know what? You can't even ask people how their vacation was anymore because then it's, I went to a class for that. You can't ask for about the vacation. Can't ask for why they're calling out.
I get it, but I know you can't do that. So what I'm trying to make an analogy. Baseball players are still paid. So the only hammer you have is to take away playing time punitively.
Well, then I think you should be able to fine your players.
Yeah.
You know, you start hitting them in the pocket, they're going to say, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, you can't do that by a collective bargaining agreement now. This should be a kangaroo court, though. See, a well-heeled clubhouse will have a guy in charge where you collect petty fines for doing stuff. And that, in some kind of perverse way, makes you come closer together.
Yeah.
You don't want to be in front of a kangaroo court.
Oh, I agree that you shouldn't be asking people about their vacations. They're none of your damn business is how my vacation was, boss. Leave me alone. I was on vacation. I'm back to work now. Ask me how I was.
Well, people ask you, how was your, just try to be nice. How was your vacation? What's the problem with that?
If it's a boss, I mean, I'm exaggerating slightly, but none of your business, boss.
I just say that it was good. Well, what's the big deal?
What you mean?
How was your vacation, Tyrone? Oh, it was good. Okay.
None.
What's the problem with asking?
I'm back on brand new work,
a question
though.
Like that.
Well, some bosses don't, they want to pry into your life.
What would be a pride question?
Yeah, and they're asking, oh, what'd you do? Oh, where'd you go? And then they're wondering, must be paying this guy too much. How do you afford to do that? Don't be counting my money, boss.
See, you're taking it to another level. Well, as opposed to the person's just being nice and making conversation with
you. Oh, that's different. Oh. If a coworker asks, that's different. Uh-huh. A boss? Nah. Don't ask.
Did you have a nice vacation is what you could say, right?
Yes, I did.
Good to hear.
That's the whole conversation right there. Don't need more for anything else other than that. From a boss.
I think you've lost your mind from last night's game, too.
I'm not doing well.
New hat coming up at 4. Guess which one? There's only one team left. Mike Missanelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.